The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
This is the 1 year anniversary of Keir Starmer's prime ministership in the UK. And there was probably a sense that he had a relatively easy time of it, given that old thing about being in an ideal world be preceded or succeeded by a knave. And there had been some knaves who had preceded him. It doesn't look like it's working in his favour. There's been a survey done by More in Common asking voters word responses to the best and worst of what the Labour Party had achieved in the first 12 months in power. And the word clouds developed off the back of that don't make for pretty reading for the Labour Party. With us is Adam Bolton, veteran Sky News broadcaster and journalist. Adam, he had something I would have thought of an open goal, given both the political mandate that he got and the people who had preceded him. How has he fluffed it so badly?
Well, it's a very interesting question. I mean, the root of it is that his victory a year ago is called the Loveless Landslide, in as much as the way our first-past-the-post politics worked is that he actually got a third of the votes cast, but an overall majority, two-thirds of the MPs in Parliament. So that meant that politically, as far as getting his legislation through, he looked strong, but he never really had much enthusiasm from the electorate. And, of course, what has happened since, in the crudest possible terms, is that Reform UK, the party led by Nigel Farage, has offered an alternative to the voters, to both, as you say, the discredited Conservatives and the incoming Labour government, who face very hard economic times. And at the moment, in opinion polls, the public are saying, a curse on both your houses. We will have a look at Nigel Farage, and to a lesser extent, they'll have a look at the Liberal Democrats and the Green Party, and possibly a new left party led by Jeremy Corbyn as well. So that means that we're in this very odd situation that unless his party commits suicide, Labour has a majority and will be able to govern for the next 4 years, but is seen basically as a sort of almost an unpopular sideshow by the electorate. And so the task that the Labour Party has over the next 4 years is to convince people that they are the grown-ups in the room, that they can put the economy back on a course which leaves people feeling better off. But that's a tall order, both because the economic circumstances are tough and have been made tougher by Donald Trump, and because within the party we had this extraordinary scene this week of the Chancellor of the Exchequer weeping on the front bench, Rachel Reeves, during Prime Minister's questions, while the Prime Minister continued oblivious. And of course, everyone connected it to the fact that the government's economic strategy had just been blown up by its own party, and that Rachel Reeves does not have the savings which she needs to avoid putting up tax.
Now, is there any policy platform, or is there any politician, a political party, or ideology that could have navigated the economic situation that the UK finds itself in? Are they effectively in receipt of the world's greatest poison chalice?
Yeah, they are. And one of the problems has been that the way Labour fought the general election a year ago was it was a safety first campaign. They didn't dare say to the public that there were real economic problems ahead, and they boxed themselves in an attempt to maximize their vote by saying that most people wouldn't have to pay more tax to sort out Britain's economic problems. In other words, they said there'd be no increase in VAT, in personal income tax, or in national insurance contributions by workers. Now, that really removed any flexibility which they had in the short term to try and put things right. And of course, now many economists are predicting that when the budget comes in the autumn, they are going to have to look to the main instruments of taxation to try and sort things out. That will come across clearly as a broken election promise, which won't make things any better. My own view is, given, as you say, the performance of the five Conservative prime ministers and the various messes which they had got themselves in, the Labour Party could have afforded to give itself more flexibility in government, but it didn't do that. And that really is partly down to the character of Sir Keir Starmer, who's a very cautious, step-by-step man. And frankly, many of his colleagues and many commentators are saying that a man who made his career as a top lawyer does not seem to have a political instinct of communicating either to the country or perhaps more importantly to the MPs that he needs to back him in Parliament.
Which is slightly odd when you compare it to how successful he is then on the world stage, or at least his perceived success on the world stage, because there is a sense that he did a particularly good job in relation to proselytizing for and communicating with and around the issues in Ukraine and about the Ukraine-Russia war, and that he did a very skillful job in circumnavigating Donald Trump.
Well, I think, you know, there is a relief that he's been looked adult in those circumstances and that, frankly, we haven't had a clown show. And also that he hasn't been necessarily boxed in having to say that Brexit was such a brilliant idea. So he's been able to move slightly closer to European allies. And of course, he desperately needs that because he needs help and cooperation on the subject of boats crossing the Channel. And it was interesting that the French yesterday staged this rather performative act of destroying one of the blow-up boats on the shores in the shallows of France. Not something they've done before. And that will play well in the media here, that it appears that the French who are being paid are doing a bit more. But if you look at the other international stuff, he's taken this decision that Britain wants to be the special relationship partner of the United States. And frankly, although that has gone down relatively well, there are those who regard it as he adopted a rather fawning posture towards Donald Trump. He refuses to criticize him, whatever he does. We've got this second state visit by the president coming up in the autumn. And the reality is that Donald Trump has hit everyone in the rest of the world with tariffs. And what we've achieved, possibly, because it's all a bit unclear, is that our tariffs will be slightly less bad than the tariffs for everyone else. Now, that's, you know, that's hardly a triumph. And it does raise questions as to whether perhaps standing up a bit more for what you believe, like, for example, the German Chancellor Friedrich Merz did when he went to the Oval Office, might have been a wiser course of action. And then, of course, this relates to Ukraine. There's no doubt that the UK has been the staunchest ally of Ukraine. That's what President Zelensky says. But at the same time, the UK has not succeeded in keeping the Americans on board under Donald Trump in terms of their support. And Ukraine at the moment is in fairly dire straits as far as Russian attacks are concerned. And then, of course, finally, there is the whole Gaza-Israel question, where, again, many people might say that it's a logical position that Britain has as an ally of Israel. But frankly, it is not one which probably the majority of his activists in the Labour Party share. They would like to see a tougher line against Israel and more support for Gaza. And we've also got the problem in British politics now of pro-Islam, pro-Gaza MP managing to get elected, taking votes away from Labour MPs in areas, particularly where there's mixed communities. So, you know, poor old Keir Starmer, his headaches in every direction.
Well, Adam, thank you very much for that. Well, I suppose from Keir Starmer's perspective, worrying analysis. And I mentioned earlier on the word cloud that was generated, the More in Common survey providing the answer. Nothing to the question in a word or two. What would you say has been Labour's biggest achievement in government? And when asked what biggest failure, winter fuel allowance and immigration. So Keir Starmer has his work cut out for him. Adam Bolton, thanks again.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.